My colleague, Gregory Copley, an Australian national, gives me to understand the significance of the Order of the Garter on Sunday, the ceremony with the King and Queen. Also, the significance of the Trooping of the Colors last Saturday with the King and Queen and the whole royal family. And also, needed to understand. This is John Batchelor. My colleague, Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, is an Australian national. He grew up in the Commonwealth, so he understands ceremonies that we now see on display with the new King Charles. For example, on Saturday last, the Trooping of the Colors, a fabulous display of red coats and bearskin hats. Some of the marching was inspirational. Others, parts of it, were sentimental. It was not only the British Empire as it was then, but also a way of uniting the British people today. The bleachers were filled with people clapping and standing up and down and singing songs. It was wonderful to witness. And then on Sunday, the Order of the Garter, led by the King and Queen. These are knighthoods. And during the week, the Ascot Derby, the Royal Ascot Derby, where all the men wear top hats and turn out in their finest, the King in attendance each day. These are the ceremonies that make Mother Britain happy. Here's Gregory.
The Order of the Garter is the premier English order of chivalry. The only things which have precedence over the Order of the Garter are the Victoria Cross and the George Cross. But as an order of knighthood, the Garter is the premier one. And it was started in 1348 by King Edward III. And it's really very important as a political instrument. You see, you saw a couple of former prime ministers there with as Garter Knights, Tony Blair and John Major, for example. But you also have foreign heads of state who are members of the Order of the Garter. So this really serves as a strong, stabilizing and diplomatic order, which gives Britain huge amounts of prestige. So this week you've got, you know, you've had the Trooping the Colour, you've had the Garter ceremony at the church at Windsor Castle, St George's Chapel, and then you've got the Royal Ascot horse races this week, all of which are big royal events. These are the things which have made this a very, very exciting year to stimulate national pride and optimism, not only in the United Kingdom, but around the Commonwealth, because it really does celebrate, if you like, British continuity and tradition. And that's really what the monarchy is there to do, to stabilize and give a sense that the empire as it was, or the Commonwealth, will continue into the indefinite future.
And finally, I'm John Batchelor.